AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Coronavirus cases and deaths in the U.S. remain high, but there has been a drop-off. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Deaths are averaging about 3,100 a day, roughly 200 fewer than 2 weeks ago. New cases are down about 80,000 from the peak January 11th.
You know what I think this really is just a natural peaking and then plateauing and coming down.
Dr. Anthony Fauci tells NBC's Today Show it's not a result of Americans starting to get vaccinated, though that will have a significant influence soon. Less than 6% of the population has received at least one dose of the vaccine so far. Even as cases drop, Fauci and others are worried about more contagious virus variants spreading, including one in South Africa. He says scientists are preparing to upgrade the vaccines to address the mutated versions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden announced a plan to strengthen manufacturing during the pandemic.
It's based on a simple premise that will reward work, not wealth, in this country. And the key plank of ensuring the future will be made in America.
Governor Gavin Newsom says California is lifting regional stay-at-home orders.
And we'll move back into the blueprint, a blueprint many of you are familiar with, the blueprint we refer to as a blueprint for a safer economy.
Later today, the House will send to the Senate an article of impeachment against former President Donald Trump. Today, President Biden signed an order.
Restoring the situation that existed before with transgender personnel, if qualified in every other way, can serve our government in the United States military.
The ban was imposed during the Trump administration. The Supreme Court brought to an end lawsuits over whether Donald Trump illegally profited off his presidency, saying the cases are now moot now that Donald Trump is no longer in office. This is AP News. Twitter is looking for fact-checking help.
Twitter is enlisting its users to help combat misinformation on its service by flagging and notating misleading and false tweets. The pilot program is called Birdwatch. It allows a pre-selected group of users who sign up through Twitter. Those who want to sign up need a U.S.-based phone carrier, verified email and phone number, along with no recent Twitter rule violations. The service says it wants both experts and non-experts to write the Birdwatch notes. I'm Shelley Adler.
Gonzaga and Baylor remain firmly on top of the Associated Press men's college basketball poll. Everyone else this season keeps rotating in and out of the top 10 beneath them. Louisville and North Carolina State both survived upset bids by unranked teams to remain the top two teams in the Associated Press women's basketball poll. NC State was playing its first game since January 3rd after the team was paused because of the coronavirus. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.